Shelter from the rain, and Lord, it was you. And I want him to just take his liberty in this house. He's welcome in this house. He has license and liberty in this place. And I want him to preach to me. I want to hear what thus saith the word of God. Somebody say praise the Lord. Extend your hand to him. Pray for his family, his wife, his children. Pray for his ministry. Would you do that as he comes? I receive it, Lord. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Let's bless the Lord all over this sanctuary. Could we just bless his name? Just bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a little song. We normally reserve it for Christmas, but it's not a Christmas song. It's a worship song. And it just says, for he alone is worthy. You might sing the first part, oh, come, let us adore him. But I just like to go into, for he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. Just say it softly. For he alone is worthy. Y'all find the key and I'll fit into it. Just keep your hands raised and say it. He alone is worthy. There we go. That's better. For your eyes and raise your hands and say it. Now say it as loud as you can. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is. For he alone is. Oh, I feel come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Say that one more time. Do you feel what I'm feeling in here? Oh, come, let us. His name is Jesus and he's wonderful. Oh, come, let us adore him. Just one more time, say for you alone, just you and him. For you alone are worthy. For you. Mm-mm-mm. For you alone are worthy. Let's do it again. Something's moving in here. Don't get in a hurry. Don't get in a hurry. For you are. You're singing to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the maker and giver of life, the creative energy of the breath that's in your body. For you. Now clap your hands and give God praise. My, 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 my. Oh, hallelujah. There There is such an awesome depth of worship here. Several things tonight have blessed my spirit already. Number one, the way your children are trained to worship blesses me. And the way that when we gave the appeal for those that were sick in their bodies, some of these that I have seen worshiping and running and sweating and dancing the hardest were ones that came down because they were sick to be healed. And they didn't allow their sickness to stop their praise and worship. Isn't that awesome? That's wonderful. And thank God for that. If you have your Bible tonight and would go to the book of Malachi, then the book of 1 Peter. I'm going to be dealing with some areas tonight. I do want to say it's been a joy to be here. And it doesn't seem like this is the third service. Time just flies. It's been about 24-hour period, and this is our third service. And just kind of flies by like that. I was in the room wondering, how have I gone through three suits already? And it's not even a whole day gone. And it's just been a joy to be here. And we love your pastor and his wife and their family. God has blessed you and has blessed this region. Amen. Bless this region and bless this state. I really don't know how we have not connected closer sooner. I just don't know how. We've tried to connect through the years. He's one of the only pastors that I know that believes in non-dating the way I do. You can't find the word boyfriend or girlfriend in the Bible. It's not in there. Marriage are for people that want to be helpmeets one to another and want to go on and have a destiny in God. And when I found out, we'd be talking, I said, well, Bo, I believe that. Last night I asked him some particulars. I'm like, I thought I was a lone duck out here. And I thank God that there's people of like precious faith. It'll save your life, I'm telling you. It'll save your life. We do have in the back some series teaching. A lady tonight today was so good. She told me, she said, we need to tell on the back in detail what each one is because we don't know which is which. You tell us and we forget. And that was supposed to have been done several weeks ago and it wasn't. So I apologize. But I've been traveling so much lately, it's hard to, rolling stone gathers no moss. But I do want to tell you there's prayer, spiritual warfare. There's one, this set, this is Tate's. We have CDs. It's six CDs that deals with from 101, how to connect with God, takes you all the way through the dimensions of prayer. Then there is Dominion Praying, which is basically prayer on steroids. It takes you further. Then there's War on the Floor, which is spiritual warfare. And the way I believe warfare is that you don't even need a devil. If you can't balance your checkbook, handle your emotions, and deal with your private life, you don't even need a devil. You're your own devil. And what I teach in spiritual warfare, that until you can balance finances, people, and emotions, you don't even need to step into spiritual warfare. And what I teach you is how to get a control of yourself. When you get control of yourself, then you can step into the dimension of the spirit. But what most people call fighting the devil is their emotional trouble, or they don't know why their husband's not saved, but they've gained 400 pounds since they got married and won't clean the house. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. But I deal with that kind of stuff in that series, and I deal with the practical aspect of it. Do I have anybody here that really would like to learn more about prayer and deeper relationship in God, but you just don't have $25 to buy the tapes and you don't have $35 to buy CDs and you're serious? You just don't have it, but you really have a heart after God. Who is it out there? You got to be honest or you're going to miss a blessing. Anybody in here that just really, really don't have it? Sister, I think you tell me the truth. Brother, I know you are too, but sis, come on up here. Get up here quick. Get it. God bless you. The Lord taught me years ago, if I'll sow into people, He'll sow into me. Just go ahead in Jesus' name, learn something. Hallelujah. Give God praise. Thank you, Jesus. Malachi chapter 3. I'm not going to deal with tithe and offering. You've already taken your tithe and offering. But I'm going to deal with an issue here. I felt a spirit of restoration here today. And I feel a spirit of restoration here tonight. God did something this morning. I don't know what all He did, but I felt a release that He did something. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 11. This is after He is talking about particulars to His people about sowing and bringing their tithing. And He said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. God just told his people, I will rebuke the devourer. Then he steps back and says, for your sakes, I'm going to do it for you. I don't have to do it for me. I'm going to rebuke the devourer for your sakes. And he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations, say all nations, shall call you blessed. For ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, in the law of congruence, the Bible teaches in the mouth of two or three witnesses that every word be established. Old Testament precepts are established by New Testament principles. New Testament revelations are confirmed by Old Testament doctrine. So you bring it back and forth. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, we quote it very often, but I'm going to tie it into the scripture. Be sober, which means get serious. Be vigilant, be watchful for your adversary. Say, my adversary. Look at somebody and tell them this statement. The devil is not your friend. Oh, I could preach that right now. The devil is not your friend. He is your enemy. Every word out of his mouth is a lie. When I was here last time, did I teach you how to prophesy? Did we get into the prophetic class? Did I teach you how to prophesy when I was here last time? I didn't teach you how to prophesy. Well, I'm going to teach you how to prophesy. We're going to get real spooky here for a minute. The devil's a liar. Every word out of his mouth is a lie. So if the devil's a liar, whatever he's telling you, turn it around and you got a word from the Lord. If the devil's telling you you're going to die, you ought to start saying, I shall live. If the devil's saying your children will never get saved, you ought to start shouting, they're coming back, they're coming back, they're coming back. If hell is telling you you're broke and you're never going to be blessed, you ought to start dancing, my miracle is on the way. The windows of heaven are open and God's getting ready to pour out a blessing on me that I'm not even able to contain. The Bible said that David encouraged himself in the Lord. The way that you encourage yourself is you remind yourself of your future and you remind yourself of your destiny. Stay with me for a minute. Another word for prophecy is destiny. To prophesy means to foretell or to tell forth or to speak of the future. When you speak of the destiny that God has put inside you, you are prophesying to yourself. What somebody needs to do tonight is quit listening to the devil and begin to listen to the voice of God. And if the devil tells you you're on the verge of divorce, tonight's the night to start shouting, my husband loves me more than he ever has. Because the devil never lies on something that is not on the verge of a breakthrough. I'm fixing to help somebody. If the enemy is speaking to you, now there is such a thing as human spirit, our nephesh, our soul, our mind. Without a devil, I have enough trouble. Can anybody say amen? I'll prove that to you. Lucifer backslid when there wasn't even a devil. You can have the devil's so crazy, he couldn't even serve God when there wasn't a devil. I don't need a devil to make me be lifted up with pride or to cause me to sin. But how many would say what I'm fighting with is not my emotion, it's not my proclivity, it's not my family, it's not my husband. There's a devil lying to me. There are spirits that are speaking to me. There are circumstances that are coming in my way. Wave at me if that's what's going on. Then whatever the devil is saying, the devil never wastes his time unless he is trying to detour you or delay you from a deliverance or a destiny or a promise. And if hell is taking time to talk to you, he's trying to talk you out of your blessing. And I wish somebody would say, hold my mule right now, because I'm going to shout up in here. I'm going to give God praise because the devil is a liar. Something loosened already. Turn around and tell your neighbor, prophesy. Some of you didn't get that, did you? I ride in the car sometimes. I say I am the head, not the tail. I'm blessed and not cursed. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm healed, delivered. I'm a son of God. I am a legitimate heir to the throne. My father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. I am a part of the covenant family. I believe in the one God, Jehovah, who became incarnate in a virgin. His name was Jesus, God manifest in the flesh, that said before Abraham was, I am. I am a covenant partner with the King of Kings, that said, I and the Father are one. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Hey! Sometimes I just have to prophesy to myself. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. Say, as. Did you know the Bible doesn't say anything by accident? I believe that every line, every word is in context to edify, to build up, to reprove, to correct, to cause you to get saved. It didn't say the devil was a roaring lion. Now we understand that Jehovah is the lion of the tribe of Judah, but that Lucifer as a roaring lion. Do I have any zoologists up in here? The time I spent in Africa a few years ago, I went on safari. I took one of my preacher friends. We went on safari. Brother Wright was with us. About 12 preachers went on safari. They wouldn't let us shoot with a gun. We just had to take cameras. And one night I heard the worst noise outside my window. I looked up and there were 12 hippopotamuses right outside our hut. If you've never seen a hippo, it's about half the size of the sanctuary. I'm exaggerating, but that's what it looks like in the middle of the night when they're standing there making these noises outside your window. If you have never heard a lion roar in the middle of the night, you're missing something. I thought I had left the terror. I moved to Alexandria, Louisiana 8 months ago, 2 blocks from the zoo. The first night, about 1 o'clock in the night, I hear something. It sounds like somebody done wounded a bull or something. I hear the most horrible noise. My kids come running in the bedroom, jump in the bed with us. It was a lion beginning to roar. Because if you know anything about lions, there's only two kind of lions that roar. An old lion and a caged lion. Young lions don't roar. Are you getting it? Young lions don't roar. Old lions roar to paralyze their prey so they can jump on them and chew on them. Caged lions roar because they are intimidated because they can see you but can't get to you. Isn't it amazing that the writer said that the devil is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour? That's why you need to stay in church, because an old lion looks for the weak, decrepit member of the flock that's kind of hanging away from the pack. The old lions kind of look for somebody that's not running with the rest of the pack. Be careful when you get bitter. Be careful when you stop worshiping. That's why when I come to church, I want to sit next to somebody that's got it going on. I don't want no old lion creeping up into my house. I don't want an old lion creeping into my marriage, creeping into my children, creeping into my finances. I've got to keep a fire. Does that make any sense? The devil is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. I wish somebody say, you may not. He may not. He has to have permission. He can only devour those that are weak enough to let him. I need to preach to somebody tonight, deliverance from the devourer. Deliverance from the devourer. What the devil has tried to eat up, I'm about to rebuke up in here. He said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. Is there anybody in here who wants to get your stuff back? You've come to take back what hell has eaten up. Am I preaching to anybody? He's tried to eat up your energy, eat up your faith, eat up your joy, eat up your life, but the devil is a liar. Would you clap your hands and begin to give God praise? Somebody do better than that. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. You can be seated if you want to. Somebody asked me one time, said, what's the best way to fight the devil? I prayed about it, and here's the best ways to fight the devil. Number one, ignore him. Don't lift him up, but lift Jesus up. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Brother Barnes told me years ago, if you want to fight the devil, learn how to talk about one God. There is nothing that makes the devil tremble and shake and fear more than the doctrine of one God. He spent thousands of years trying to get humanity to worship idols and stones and wood and hay and stubble. When that didn't work, he has tried to diversify to say that Buddha is God, Muhammad is God.
God. Krishna is God. When that didn't work, he tried to split up the Godhead and name different ways and methods to God. But unless you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. There is one thing that the devil hates, and it's the doctrine of one God. And if you really want to make the devil crazy, you just ought to stand up in the name of the Lord. Get up in the middle of your house and begin to say, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. There's one Lord. There's one faith. There's one baptism." Just get up and begin to quote it, that Jesus is the Father, that Jesus is the Son, that Jesus is the Holy Ghost, and all these three are one. Just begin to talk to yourself about it. Just begin to say that he was the spirit of creation in the beginning. He's the spirit of redemption at Calvary, and he's the spirit of regeneration when the Holy Ghost was poured out. You just begin to tell about who Jesus is, and the devil will begin to back up. He doesn't care if you talk in tongues, that don't bug him much. He doesn't care that you heal the sick, he's got witches that can heal the sick. He doesn't care that you can raise the dead, he's got witches that can raise the dead. But when you begin to talk about that name that is under, that name is above every other name, that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, are you hearing me, that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I called Brother Barnes years ago, and I had this spirit show up in my church and had a little wrestling match. I'm not going to go into it. It's kind of spooky. And I called him, and I said, "Brother Barnes, he's an old prophet in Louisiana, 94 years old. And I called him, and I said, I'm fighting the devil." "Well, you need to preach the name of Jesus, and one God, and the blood. Preach blood, and devil leave in Jesus' name. Don't preach about devil. Don't talk about spirit. Don't give him attention. Just lift up the name of Jesus and sing song about Jesus and sing song about blood. Man, amen, demand." So we got up and started singing. "There's power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. There's one way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name is the water and the spirit. There's one way to God." I'm driving the devil crazy right now. "There's one way to God. It's the water and the spirit. There's one way to God. Baptized in Jesus." Now, the reason I'm preaching like this is I'm going to help you over an attack from the devourer. But there is no way I'm going to preach about the devourer until I lift up Jesus. Until you understand that Jesus Christ is the living, eternal God, that when you get to heaven, the only manifestation of God you will see is the Lamb, Christ Jesus. I wish you could hear me up in here. That's why the revival said that Jesus was the revealed image of the invisible God. God is a spirit. The only manifestation of an image of God you will ever see is the Lamb, Christ Jesus. And if I can lift up Jesus high enough, I'll make every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of poverty, every spirit of fear, every spirit of hopelessness begin to back up out of this church. If we can get the name of Jesus, could somebody begin to praise him up in here? Could somebody just ought to talk in tongues? I come to preach deliverance from the devourer. Deliverance from the devourer. He said, "I will rebuke the devourer." 1 John said that the reason that Jesus came was to destroy the works of the devil. John 10:10 said that the thief has not come but to steal, to kill, and destroy. Therefore, the works of the devil are to steal, to kill, and destroy. The devourer has come to try to steal and to kill and destroy. If I leave here allowing a spirit of hell trying to suck you dry, I haven't done what God has called me to do. But he has given me authority to go into churches and to loose and to bind and to preach liberty to the captive. But Brother Super, we have a pastor. You have an awesome pastor. But this pastor is mature enough to know that God brings in reinforcements, not to do something different, but to confirm what the Lord has already been speaking to this church. And God is getting you ready for the next level. But you can't go into the next level until every chain is shaken off, until every barrier is broken through, until every spirit. Right now, some of you need to disconnect with the spirits of the past that have drained you and sucked you. So I was praying the other day. Now, do we understand who Jesus is? Do you want to praise and worship? I could preach all night long on who Jesus is. I just feel that. And I just feel just lifting him up. I can't talk about the devourer unless I talk about Jesus. But I also understand that if you leave here without understanding and without knowing how to get in private what you can get up in here, it don't matter how much you shout up in here if you go home and the devil's waiting on you. It doesn't really matter how much joy you get in here if you get in your car and the spirit of depression is waiting on you. Is there anybody that wants to take this home? Is there anybody that wants to take this home? Is there anybody here that says, I can fit in a group, but when I'm alone and the darkness comes in and the spirit of hell begins to torment me and lie to me, preacher, give me a weapon, give me a tool to understand that I can rebuke the devourer, and the spirit of darkness has to back up, and the spirit of hell has to take a back seat. Say steal, say kill, say destroy. The first thing that the devourer is trying to do to somebody here right now, he is trying to steal your joy. I'm not talking about happiness, I'm talking about joy. What I'm talking about isn't worked up by music. It isn't worked up by the praise team. I'm talking about you feel it when you get up in the morning. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will bless the Lord at all times. Am I preaching to anybody? His praise shall continually be in my mouth. But many of us live in a level of happiness. Happiness is based upon circumstances and emotion. But the joy comes from the Spirit. There is a supernatural spirit of joy that transcends Prozac. It transcends Prolof and Paxil. And you're not hearing me in here. It transcends how you feel. It's a joy that comes from heaven. And hell is trying to steal your joy. Who am I preaching to that when the music stops and the lights are off? Who am I preaching to that when everybody else leaves, you are empty, you are depressed, you sit there feeling like you've lost your best friend? Don't you understand that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? That Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, but I'm a very present help in time of trouble. Am I preaching to anybody? The devourer is trying to steal your joy. It may happen when the doctor tells you the sickness that's in your body. It may happen when the banker sends you a letter. It may happen when your girlfriend breaks up with you. But this joy that I'm talking about is not based upon circumstances. It's not based upon who loves me, who likes me, who thinks I'm cool. It's not based upon how much money I have in a bank, how many friends I have in my palm pilot. It is based upon God's grace and mercy. His grace is sufficient for me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. I need to preach to you what the Bible said. The Bible said that with joy shall you draw waters out of the well of salvation. The Bible said that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Watch me, here we go. If hell can steal your joy, he can steal your strength. I am so sick of adrenaline junkie apostolics that when the shout and the preaching and the music is over, they look like the sourest pickle sucking group of people. Watch them in the mall. Watch them in a grocery store. You wouldn't know they saved if you stayed up next to them for 30 minutes because they look like they lost their best friend because they've learned to get happy, but they haven't learned how to get joy. I loose you in the Holy Ghost. God wants to give somebody the joy back. He's up. Who am I preaching to up in here? He wants to give somebody a joy back. You say, well, how do I know if I've lost my joy? If it takes you an entire service to begin to worship, you've lost your joy. If it takes a preacher preaching you off your seat, you've lost your joy. If you don't ever feel about God until Sunday, you've lost your joy. But what I'm talking about happens on Monday. It happens on Tuesday. You have to shop in the mall. You have to stop in the middle of school and say, hold my mule, Bubba. I'm going to dance right here. I got to go talk in tongues right here. I need to take a praise break. He's been too good to me. He put food on my table, clothes on my back, water and bread. I'm about to take a praise break up in here because I've got the joy. Joy, joy, joy. Holy Ghost joy. You know, I love God, but I feel like meddling. Amen. People say, over the super, I've got the Holy Ghost. I have joy. Then identify your face. I said last night that the writer honestly said that you are living epistles seen and read among all men. Who would want to be like you if you look like, don't touch me, don't speak to me, I don't like you, and you're unclean? I love seeing people like that when they don't know who I am in my casual clothes. Got my kanga turned backwards. You don't understand me. I'm not normal, so don't worry about me. Got my blue jeans on, got my baggy shirt hanging out, got my leather jacket, got my Oakleys on, got my kanga turned backwards in the middle of the airport, and here comes Sister Sally Sanctified, frowning, acting like she hadn't smiled in 20 years. I love just walking up and saying, praise the Lord, how are you doing? Because I know she's Pentecostal, I know she's apostolic, and but this joy that I have says that I can smile. I've got peace. You're not hearing me. There's a peace that passeth understanding. Am I preaching to anybody that'll say, preacher, hell has come against my joy. So many circumstances have come in my life that I can't remember the last time I laughed until I lost my breath. I can't remember the last time that I felt such a peace and such a joy that I wasn't worried about tomorrow. I wasn't worried about the doctor report, the financial report, the legal report. Just close your eyes, raise your hand. Who am I talking to? It's not happiness you need, but joy. Oh, yeah, somebody tell a joke and you'll smile. Oh, yeah, you'll see a cute kid and say, oh, isn't that sweet? But I'm talking about a joy that transcends emotions. It transcends your chemical balance and your personality. It transcends your personality profile. It transcends whether you're a sanguine, a choleric, a melancholy, a phlegmatic. It transcends whether you're a Bieber, a Labrador. It transcends everything about you. It's a supernatural joy. And if the enemy can steal your joy, he can steal your strength. I was studying several years ago, Brother Sutton, and the word there for joy is literally interpreted a staff. That the joy of the Lord for strength is my staff. The joy of the Lord is my staff or my strength that I lean on and depend on. When everything is gone, yea, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. When I don't have health, friends, money, when I don't have anything left, the joy of the Lord is my staff. The joy of the Lord is what I lean on. If hell can steal your staff, he can take what you're leaning on. He can take what you're depending on. He can take your strength. Is there anybody that wants to scream, I've come to get my strength back? I've come to take back what the devil has stolen from me. I wish you'd give God praise up in here. I wish I knew who I was preaching to. Look at somebody, says, he preaching to you? I wish I knew. Who am I talking to that you understand the difference between happiness and joy? Happiness is the feeling you get after you eat 10 chocolate chip cookies. Joy is what you have when you wake up in the morning saying, I know I'm saved. My husband just cussed me out, but I'm saved anyhow. My son's in jail, but I'm saved anyhow. My daughter's rebellious, but I'm saved anyhow. My friends are talking about me, but I'm saved. Oh! Joy, 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 joy. You ought to get it right now. I feel joy trying to. With joy, with joy, with joy. Somebody raise your hands and get your joy back right now. How do I get it? Just ask him, Lord, restore my joy. Restore back to me that which the devourer has taken. I will rebuke the devourer. I will rebuke it. I will refill you with joy. Supernatural joy. Supernatural peace. Supernatural. Come on, pray. Something's happening in here. Something's happening right now in here. The spirit of depression is backing up. The spirit of oppression is backing up. The spirit of fear is backing up. Come on, somebody pray about it. Pray about it. If you've been having emotional trouble, you've been having mood swings, you've been up and down, in and out. Pray right now with me, right now. Pray with me right now. Pray with me right now. Your emotions could regulate. Your spirit could regulate. The anointing. Hey, hulubu shandai. A fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost. My God, it's happening in here. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Am I making any sense? Deliverance from the devourer. Say number two. If he'll steal your joy, he will kill your faith. There is an assassin on the loose in the apostolic church. There is an assassin on the loose trying to kill your faith. Pastor, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the rhema. Not logos, but rhema, which is revelation word. There are three avenues by which word comes. Faith comes by hearing. How do I hear? I hear by a preacher. I hear by the written word of God. Or I hear by being around the family of God. The way that hell will kill your faith, he will either discredit the Bible, discredit the preacher, or discredit the church. Am I preaching to anybody in here? You better listen to me right now. When the devil starts making you cross with your preacher, you better worry, because hell is trying to devour your faith when he begins to discredit the Bible. Well, I don't know if that's what I really believe. Maybe the Quran has some truth to it, and maybe Buddha, honey, Buddha was good. Rub his belly and feel good about yourself, but he can't get you to heaven, baby. There, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Rubs Buddha belly, but you better worship Jesus. You better submit to Jesus. You better repent to the King. I respect Muhammad. He was smart enough to marry a witch widow and inherit 70 camels. That was about the smartest thing he ever did. I respect him for that. That's why they respect him. If you ask any good leader in the Islamic community, they will tell you that the reason they respect him is he was smart enough to marry an old rich widow and inherit a lot of camels. That's what proved that he was a wise man. I would rather follow somebody that hung on Calvary, that shed his blood for me, that John said, behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. Am I preaching to anybody up in here? And if hell can kill the preacher, if hell can kill the ability of the pulpit in your life, if hell, I'm going to say this, Pastor, and I hope I don't offend you, but if you can't be saved under this preacher, you better find you a preacher that you can, because you can't be saved without a preacher. You can't be saved without a word of God in your life. And if hell can kill the faith, if hell can kill the word, I got a devil on the run right now. I feel a devil. Hush, shananalabuse. He'll discredit the preached word. He'll discredit the written word. You'll get so much education, your brains will be falling out of your head. You can go and you can learn and you can question and you can say, well, I don't understand this and I don't know why this here and the original text said this. But there's a time you just got to stop and say, listen, I know what I know. I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him in my heart. I accept the written word of God, and the devil is a liar. Number three, he will discredit the church or the people of God. Who am I preaching to? you in here that hell has tried to get you to see every discrepancy, every hypocrite, every person that comes in this church that has a problem. He'll let you see the leader's attitude. He'll let you see who's singing in the choir. He'll magnify the negative because he's an assassin trying to kill your faith, trying to kill your confidence. Am I preaching to anybody that the assassin of hell has tried to kill the credibility of the Word of God? Am I preaching to anybody that the greatest wound you have ever had is in the church? The greatest hurts you've ever had are at the hands of a preacher. The greatest disappointment you have ever seen is somebody that's supposed to walk the walk in private. You see their double standard and their double life. And hell whispers in your ear, none of them's real. None of it's right. They're all like that. And you're here on the teeter-tottering brinks of abyss. And you don't understand what God is trying to do. The Holy Ghost is trying to pull you into a new dimension. But the spirit of hell is trying to kill your faith and your confidence. You got to choose. Are you going to keep your eyes on somebody? Or are you going to put your eyes on Jesus? Are you going to put your eye? We're all failures. There's nobody in here perfect. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. If you watch me close enough, I will fall. I will make a mistake because I'm nothing but a human. But I serve a God who cannot fail. He cannot lie. He cannot abandon. He cannot reject. Oh, I wish somebody would shout for a minute. Joy and joy. Faith. I know I'm hollering and I know people are shouting, but right now in the spirit world, there's a serious battle being waged with the devourer of your souls. Who am I preaching to that is on the verge of believing the lie of hell? The word, because I've come to tell you, if the enemy is saying it, it is a lie. Don't dare say, well, I think there's some truth in that. The greatest lies in the world are half-truths. The greatest liars in the world know how to mingle enough truth to get you to believe it. That's why Paul was grieved in the spirit when the servant girl bound by the devil said, these are the servants of the Most High God. Every word out of her mouth was true, but she said it with the spirit of a lie. And the Bible said, but Paul being grieved in the spirit, is there anybody in here that wants to get grieved in the spirit? Because even though what you're hearing, see, they are a hypocrite and you've seen enough. See that they do live a double standard. See that isn't necessary. See that, see her, see them, see this, see what happened to you, see who neglected you. And there's an truth in it. If you begin to ponder on it, you will begin to believe it, and hell will kill the faith that God has put in you, because every man's been given a measure of faith. But I wish somebody would say, my spirit is grieved over what hell is trying to do in my life, in my ministry, in my anointing. My spirit's grieved. Get thee behind me, Satan. I rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus. Somebody pray it right now. I rebuke the devourer. Raise your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. God's doing something in here. Jesus' name. From the back to the front, to the left, to the right, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Get out of my life. Get out of my life. Get out of my life. Get out of my home. Get out of my heart. Get out of my mind. I feel deliverance in here. I don't know why I feel this, Pastor, but I feel deliverance from the devourer in the area of families and in finances. Is there anybody in here the devourer has attacked your family? I wish you'd stand up and begin to scream with the voice of triumph. Is there anybody in here the devourer has attacked your money? The devourer has attacked your finances. Everywhere you turn, you pay your tithe, you give your offering, but there's a spirit of poverty trying to attach itself to you. I rebuke the devourer in the name. I rebuke the devourer. Power in the name. Don't stop. My God. Don't stop. Don't stop. That's it. Get it right now. Get it right now. Get it right now. Somebody's getting help right now. Get it right now. Somebody's getting help right now. Somebody's getting energy right now. Somebody's getting peace. That's it. Pray for it right now. There's a Holy Ghost moving right there. There's a spirit of deliverance. There's a spirit. Raise your hands and get it right now. There's a breakthrough coming up in here. There's a breakthrough coming up in here. He's come to steal and to kill. Restore. Okay. Hey. Restore, restore. That was the devourer has tried. Who is he trying to devour your testimony? He's tried to devour your faith. Somebody get grieved in the spirit. He has set you up. He has set you up to see every negative, every hopeless, depressing thing. Rama Shandei Kola Bahaya. Spirit of peace. Spirit of peace. Ooh, Lord, peace come. Ababosha, peace come. Somebody say still. Father, right now, brother, raise your hand right now. I rebuke the devourer that has tried to suck the faith and the energy and the joy from my brother. I rebuke you. Get off of him, from his mind, his emotions, from his family, to his faith, to his destiny. Back off. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. I loose you here. My God, right there. Stir it up. Stir it up. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Stir it up right now. Stir it up right now. Stir it up right now. Stir up the gift right now. Whatever hell's tried to kill, stir it up. Whatever hell's tried to kill, whatever faith you used to have, whatever faith you had to lay hands upon the sick, pray people through with the Holy Ghost, the faith you had to witness and testimony, begin to stir it up right now. Begin to stir up the gift of God that is in your body. Stir it up. 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 Paul told Timothy to stir up the gift. Who am I preaching to, Brother Sutton? I didn't come here years ago, but I'm preaching to people that a few years ago, you were as wild as Brother Patrick. You were as wild as a few others up in here, but the devourer has sucked the energy from you. Life has sucked the hope from you. Life has sucked the joy from you. I wish you'd get out in your aisle right now and say, I want it back. I want back what has, I want back what circumstances, what offense, what bitterness, what hurt, what sickness has eaten from me. I want it back. My God, there's a few of them. There's a few of them. There's a few of you up in here. Say, I want it back. I want it back. I want it back. I want it back. The devil is a liar, and I want it back. I want my testimony back. I want my joy back. This is how important your faith is. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Without faith, there is no victory. Without joy, there's no strength. Say, steal. Stay kill. There's a murderer on the loose. I got a message I've been wanting to preach called Snipers in the Sanctuary. There's an assassin that is on the loose trying to kill your faith. But he's come to destroy your destiny. If he can destroy your future, he can destroy the plan of God in your life. Who am I preaching to right now? The destroyer has been sent to destroy your destiny. Close your eyes. Ever since you got saved, or maybe before you even got your, you may not even be a member of this church, and you know God has put dreams and destiny of greatness inside you. There is greatness in you because we have been made in his likeness, in his image. Do you believe that we were made in the image of God? Say amen. The word God was Elohim in the beginning. God. The word Elohim is a plural noun. It is a plural noun, but the word created is the word Barak. bara, which is singular. So the verb makes the plural noun singular. All it means is there is so much about God that anything he needed, he reached within himself. Within Elohim was light. Within him was the sun, the moon, the stars. Within him was everything he needed to speak creative energy. In the beginning, God, a plural noun, bara, created singular, the heavens and the earth. We are created in his likeness. What that means is everything you need has already been put inside you by the word of God, because we have not been begotten of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God. I wish I was preaching to somebody. When I got born again, I got born of the word. In me is everything I need. There is destiny in me. There is deliverance in me. There is prosperity in me. There is blessing in me. Raise your hands to heaven right now. Something's happening in the spirit. You can feel it happening in the spirit. I don't have to preach a prolific sermon for you to feel what's happening in the spirit, for you to feel that something is transmitting, transferring, being loosed. Destroy destiny. Nobody looking but the man of God. Every eye closed. Would you stand with me all over this place? Stand. Even if you're a guest, please, we ask of you, stand. Raise your hands and allow the Spirit to begin to lead you. Allow the Spirit to begin to examine the thoughts and intents. The thoughts and intents of your mind, your spirit. All over this place, tears are flowing. All over this place, people are feeling the word of the Lord is coming in deep. The letter killeth, the spirit maketh alive. We are joining spirit and truth. And there's a spirit of deliverance. Keep praying, 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 keep praying. Now, every eye closed, nobody looking. Who am I preaching to right now? Whether you're a young person, I don't care if you're a young person or an elder. Anointing knows no age barrier. The anointing destroys the yoke no matter what age you are, no matter your physical condition, your mental condition. Our spirits are ageless. The Spirit of God that is in you is eternal. The Spirit of God that is in you is greater than your arthritis. It is greater than your addiction. It is greater than your fear. It is greater than your personality. The Spirit of God that is in you is holy. It is eternal. But now listen, I don't care how old you are. Who am I preaching to? In your spirit, you know you have a dream. You have a destiny. You have a call. A particular word from the Lord, and you know God gave it to you. Raise your hand. Nobody looking but the man of God. Pastor and I will look. But who is it? Raise your hand all over this place. You know God. Look at this. You know God put a destiny in you. You know God birthed you in this church. For those of you that weren't birthed here, God called you here. There's people in this room, God sent you here. You could be living in another state. You could be living in another city. You could be making more money somewhere else, but God planted. Who am I preaching to? You could be somewhere else, being used more, maybe, being making more money, maybe, having more ego fulfillment, maybe, but God planted you here. God called you here. God established you. Hey, come on to hell, boys. Right now, stir it up. Stir up the dream. Stir up the dream. Now listen to me. Keep your hands up. If your hand is up, there is something already. I don't care how young you are, how old you are. There is something current. There is something already that if you allow it, you can back up, get bitter, get afraid, get alone, get offended, get scared, get worried, and be detoured from your destiny. Everybody whose hands raised right now, think about it. I want you to think about it. There is something that can stop you right now. Something someone has said, a physical impairment, a sickness, a financial problem, an imposition, something that could hinder you. If I'm right, raise your other hand. I want to see it right now. Thank you. Every one of you with a hand up, say, see there? For every one of you that has a destiny, there's a devourer. But I've come to preach a word from the Lord. Deliverance from the devourer. I'm about to open this altar for everybody that raised their hand. And the Holy Spirit is about to loose draining, depressing, devouring spirits. Confusing spirits of fear and critical, tormenting, rebellious demons that would cause your faith to be murdered. Come on, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. There's people wailing, there's people crying. I'm opening this altar. Get up here if your hand's up. If your hand's raised, you're not joining this church. You're not becoming a member. You're becoming a part of the preached word of God in this service. Come up here right now and begin to say, I am going to accept. I receive deliverance. I receive deliverance in my destiny. I have a destiny. I have a future. I have a calling. God has a purpose on my life. God has a plan on my life. God has a calling, a commission. My God, right now, hold on a little bit. From the young to the old, come on, get up here. If you have a destiny, come. Oh, they're coming, they're coming, they're coming, they're coming, they're coming. It's almost the entire church coming. I speak deliverance tonight. Everything from new birth baptism to the renewal of a dream. Everything from a new birth to a renewal of a dream. I loose your destiny. I loose your destiny. I loose your calling. I loose your future. In the name, how shall I buy you? Say family and finances. Pastor, you haven't told me nothing, but I feel in the Holy Ghost that there's been an attack against the good tithe paying men of this church. The good praying men, that hell has come against the men, the backbone, the good solid men. Raise your hands right now, men. There's a spirit of deliverance here. There's a spirit of fresh anointing, fresh energy, fresh fire. Hey, Shinamosha, fresh fire, fresh energy. I will rebuke the devourer. Get it right now in your finances, in your careers, in your families, in your homes. Hey, but it's okay to cry. It's okay to weep. It's okay. Every shackle, get off. Every remnant, break. Every remnant of bitterness. Every remnant of fear. Every remnant of not being able to trust completely God. Every residue left from the top. Burn it out. Bash! And break every feather off. Get it right now. Somebody pray. Somebody. Deliverance from the devourer. Deliverance from the devourer. Deliverance from the devourer. Deliverance from the devourer. Listen, when Joseph's brethren left Joseph in the pit, all they did was tear and bloody his garment with goat's blood and take it back to Jacob. And Jacob had no proof but a bloody garment. And he said, surely a wild beast has devoured my son Joseph. Somebody needs to refuse the evidence of a shattered dream. All you have is evidence and no proof. God help me. The enemy is trying to destroy your destiny with evidence and no proof. And if you believe that the Spirit of the Lord is going to restore your dream and restore your joy and restore your faith and restore your destiny, raise your hands in the air right now. By the power of the Word of God, the name of Jesus, and the Spirit of the anointing in this church, I loose you. I speak deliverance. That's it. Get it right now. Get it right now. Get it right now. Get it back now. Get it back now. All over this room, people are getting it right now. Elders are getting it right now. Young people are getting it right now. Saints of God, go get it back. Here you go. Get it back. Fresh, new, hot, restored. Revived, renewed, refreshed. Adabash. Spirit of peace. Spirit of peace now. I rebuke every tormenting, depressive spirit, every lie of hell that would isolate us. Disconnect her from the past. Sever her from everything. Pray in the Holy Ghost right now. People are praying one for another. Don't stop until you get it back. Don't stop until the spirit of restoration is ripping through your body. Don't stop until the spirit of restoration is ripping through your body. The spirit of hope. That's it. Don't stop. It's ripping through your body. There's restoration here. I'm getting delivered from the devourer. Church, we need to pray. It's not time to just say a few words and go back to your seat. There is deliverance in this room. There is restoration in this room. I'm getting back what I used to have. I'm getting back. Hey, shot. There's forgiveness and deliverance going on right in here. There's the forgiveness and deliverance going on. Right now, pray. Pray. Spirit of restoration in this room. Tears are flowing right now. Your faith is being restored. Your joy is being restored. Oh, Jesus. Get your joy back. Get your joy back. Get your joy back. Get your joy. Baba Masha. That's it. People are crying. People are weeping. People are praying. We're getting it back right now. We're stepping, into a fresh oil, into a fresh oil, into a fresh dimension. Into a fresh dimension. We're stepping into a fresh energy. We're stepping into a fresh faith. We're stepping into a fresh fire. Ah, just keep praying. Just keep praying. Just keep praying. Just keep praying. It's fresh. It's a new season. That's it, buddy. Pray in the Holy Ghost. It's a new season. It's a new season. Tears are flowing right now. Deliverance from the devourer. Deliverance.
Oh, it's deep what God's doing in here is deep. Pray in the Holy Ghost. What God's doing in here is deep. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray. Pray. Praise. Can we take it up a notch? Can we take it up a notch in the Spirit? Would you open your mouth and pray in the Spirit? Deliverance. Restoration. My God, my God. I can feel the peace of God beginning to come in this room. The peace of God is beginning to come in this room. The peace of God. Just raise your hands and allow the glory of God, the Kabbalah of God, the glory of God. The glory of God begin to come in this room. Hallelujah. 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 Have the sister could come to the keyboard. I this is what I feel to do. Don't think I've ever done this, but this is what I feel to do. If I'm not talking, listen very carefully, I'm not talking about circumstantial events, eviction from a lack of being able to pay your bills or a divorce because of problems and personality conflicts or sugar diabetes because you eat 3 pounds of chocolate a day. I'm not talking about events that happen because of circumstances. I want to talk to somebody here that since you've been a believer, the devourer has taken something from you. It was not life. It was not circumstantial. It was a spiritual battle, and the devourer has taken something from you. Every eye closed, I want you to raise your hand. The devourer. It was not life. There are things that happen in life. It rains on the just and the unjust. We lose friends. We lose loved ones. Sickness takes our family. There are things that happen that are life. Is appointed to man to die and then the judgment. We understand that. We understand that there are some things that whatsoever you sow, that shall you also reap. We understand that. But this is beyond that dimension. The devourer has come in. Let me see your hands. The devourer. You know, since you become a believer, the devourer has been loosed. I want only those people to step to the front of this altar. Everyone else, would you please step back? Be a support group. Don't go all the way to your seat, but just step back to the front perimeter of chairs. But everyone else that is here, that the devourer has come. And tonight we are about to speak deliverance from the devourer and restoration from what hell. Because this is what the word of the Lord said, I will restore. Have you ever studied scriptural, the law of the thief? Brother Patrick, the law of the thief is if you catch him, he's got to pay it back 5 times. What would happen if Jehovah Jireh made hell pay you back 5 times what it took? 5 times the faith,
Five times the innocency, the sincerity, the joy. Five times the destiny. Just keep crowding in here. If the devourer has taken, if it's the devourer that has taken, not life, not your own things, but the devourer. Are you ready to receive it? Raise your hands to heaven right now. I speak the law of the thief into action. Jehovah God, it is your word. It is your law that the thief, you said the thief has come. So I pray that the spirit of Lucifer, that is the thief to steal, kill, and destroy, that you would allow the spirit of hell that has devoured from your people to pay back five times. I activate now. Give it back. Restore now. Restoration. Give it back. Oh. Anointing back. My God, there it is. Anointing back. Faith back. Oh, right now, take it back. Take it back. Take it back. Do you know what's happening in here? Somebody's being delivered from the devourer. Somebody's not only being delivered, but there's a spirit of restoration going on. There's a spirit of restoration going on. Another season. Come on, get it. Get it. Just look what's happening. Something breaking. There's a breaker anointing. There's a breaker anointing coming up in here. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. Come on, young person, get it. Doesn't matter how old, how young. Come on, get it. Somebody take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back. Take it back.